From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a quieter New Year's in store for Brussels. Brussels mayor has canceled the Belgian capital's annual New Year's Eve celebration because of a terrorist threat. He said it would not be possible to screen the tens of thousands of people who were expected to turn out. Belgian police arrested two people earlier this week suspected of plotting a New Year's Eve terrorist attack. Meanwhile, Turkey has detained two suspected Islamic State members believed to be planning suicide attacks on New Year's celebrations in Ankara. U.S. military officials say Iran test-fired missiles Saturday that passed within 1,500 meters of the American aircraft carrier, the USS Harry S. Truman. The carrier was passing through international shipping lanes in the Strait of Hormuz. There were several other vessels in the area. Iraqi military officials say Sunni tribal fighters are helping hold territory in Ramadi. Small pockets of resistance remain in the city after Iraqi forces recaptured the main government complex. Resistance is apparently heavier than first anticipated. Voters went to the polls in the Central African Republic Wednesday.
Now, today, you can see everybody is so excited because we need change in our country. So the situation whereby Central African Republic came today to install our new president. So we need changes in our country.
Long lines of voters turned out in the capital, Bangui. Although some polling stations opened late, there were no reports of violence or major irregularities. Security was high for the presidential and legislative elections, which were delayed from Sunday due to logistical difficulties. This is VOA News. The United Nations Agency for Refugees says more than 1 million people emigrated to the European Union in 2015, compared with 216,000 a year earlier. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees said Wednesday more than 80% of the refugees landed in Greece. Most of those who landed in Greece came from Turkey. Most of the others crossed the Mediterranean Sea from Libya and landed in Italy. The agency said about half of the refugees are fleeing from Syria, and another 21% come from Afghanistan. A U.S. newspaper is reporting that the United States spied on the communications of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Wall Street Journal reported Tuesday that the White House decided to secretly keep certain allies under close watch, with Mr. Netanyahu topping the list. President Barack Obama promised 2 years ago to curtail eavesdropping on friendly heads of state. The United States has urged Ethiopia to free all journalists detained by the state and stop using an anti-terrorism law to silence dissent. National Security Council spokesman Ned Price Wednesday urged the Ethiopian government to release jailed journalists. Price did not name the reporters the United States is concerned about. More than 700 members of the Rwandan rebel group, the FDLR, surrendered in the Democratic Republic of Congo during 2015, according to the United Nations. Nick Long takes a look.
In October, a group of UN experts on the DRC reported that 339 of the group's combatants had been captured or had surrendered over the first 8 months of the year. But last week, the UN mission in the DRC, MONUSCO, reported a surge in surrenders. The head of MONUSCO's Disarmament, Demobilization and Reintegration, or DDR section, Taz Grayling, said that from the start of the year up to December, 710 FDLR members have been disarmed and demobilized, of whom 315 were children. The rate of surrenders has accelerated since October, and those coming forward are in very bad physical and mental condition, she added. Nick Long, Goma.
NASA says the United States could soon feel the possible effects of a weather phenomenon known as El Niño. The U.S. Space Agency is warning this year's El Niño could be as powerful as the one in 1997-98, which led to intense ice storms and flooding across the country. Meanwhile, winter floods have killed at least 20 people and are threatening nearly 24 federal levees in the Midwestern U.S. state of Missouri and Illinois. U.S. comedian Bill Cosby was charged Wednesday with sexually assaulting a woman in 2004. The 78-year-old Cosby walked into the courthouse outside Philadelphia with a cane and was flanked by his lawyers. Cosby was charged with aggravated indecent assault, a felony that could result in 10 years in prison. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.